Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
In our last time together, we saw that because Christ died in our place, we're to reckon it true that His death was our death, and that we are now dead to the world and all of its allurements, and alive to God. Well, today I want us to see the change that Peter tells us that will make in our lives. Verse 3 of chapter 4. For the time past, he says, of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lusts, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. Anything sound familiar here? One translation says it like this: you have spent enough time in the past doing what the heathen do. Your lives were spent in indecency, lust, drunkenness, sexual orgies, drinking parties, and the disgusting worship of idols. What a list. Now, perhaps you were spared from all of that, but some of us, I'm afraid, find it very descriptive of the way we lived. But no more. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things are becoming new. And how does the old gang react to that? Well, verse 4. They think it's strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Yes, says Peter, they speak evil of you, but they will give account to God that's ready to judge the living and the dead. There is, beloved, a judgment, and those who reject the Savior will not escape it. The world of indecency, lust, drunkenness, and sexual orgies may fancy that they're going to heaven, but the Scriptures say differently. May we who are going to heaven live like it.
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized three-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net, and begin a systematic study of God's Word today.